What's good, honorary space rangers? It's Blurred and Beyond back again with another episode. It's season 8, episode 7, best world building franchise. Friends, hit us with them hot topics, bro.
You know, man, Wyoming.
It's enough.
If you've been watching The Creature Commandos by James Gunn, Frank Grillo is supposed to return as Rick Flagg Sr. and Amanda Waller.
Amanda Waller?
Oh, it's my fault, Liz. My fault.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, what's that? One more time for me again?
And their season 2 supposed to come out April 22nd on Disney.
Hey, I'm excited about it because it's
like that joint was fire.
Yeah, that joint was fire, bro. That joint was fire.
David Draymond wants Disturbed to collaborate with Kendrick Lamar. Apparently, they're trying to do a song that's trying to bring everybody together that's similar to Walk This Way and Bring the Noise.
Interesting.
I can't say that one yet. Not everybody's seen the movie. Marlon Wayans has confirmed White Chicks 2 will happen after Scary Movie 6.
Liar!
I'm not mad at it. I just feel like there's sequels that we want currently that could. I know he has no control over those sequels, but you know, there's sequels that we want currently that kind of could take precedence over White Chicks too. You know what I'm saying?
What you want? What you want?
And we also, I mean, you know, I always think about originality, bro. Like,
yeah,
we need some new movies that ain't trash. You know what I'm saying?
That part.
With new concepts and stuff like that. But I will be going to see White Chicks 2 with that being said.
I kind of agree with you because, like, you know, that was at a different time period. So,
right.
It's going to have a different feel, not the same feel.
Yeah. Is it going to be corny now? You know what I'm saying? Like, so many questions in my head.
Yeah.
Like,
corny like, or.
There was a time period where we probably would have been a lot more excited for White Chicks 2, but now it's kind of like, oh, okay, like, I'll check it out.
That's cool, but I mean, yeah.
Can you like go talk with some people and help them out with the Demon Slayer thing? Can you put some money into that for me? You know what I'm saying?
So right, that part.
And they gonna have Terry Crews in there
with that video.
I feel like they're gonna throw him in there. I don't know. Why right.
They might. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Terry.
A lot of people like that part where like he was doing all that extra stuff.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I was gonna chime in about that, about the original ideas. Do you feel like they are as accepted as they were back then?
Probably not. No,
probably not.
I feel like that's why Hollywood. What's it called? It's a thing now. They want to go by because they had a term in music too. Like, they talk about some artists talk about it like, hey. You know, this particular time period, if you do this, this, and this, it's almost a guarantee it'll be a hit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As far as how you make the song. I feel like that's kind of like with movies now, too. Like, they got what the theme is for the year, and you have to get with that theme. And
Chris,
you're not getting with that theme, trend, it's not going to get as much. Be, yeah.
That's how these games, too. That's how stuff get old quick, man.
Well, if it ain't popping, then yeah. I mean,
just to kill like Battle Royale games was like, for a while. Like, it was
nowadays,
Battle Royale,
everybody got now,
right. Battle passes are trending now,
yeah.
And I ain't gonna hold you, man. Them same ideas you talking about, Christian,
yeah,
they on Tubi, yeah. Like, those different, you know, like, for example.
Tubi got a lot.
We'll probably never see a movie like Marlon did with Kadeem Harrison when they was basketball players. They were brothers, and he died.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's
the sixth man. Yeah. So we'll probably never get like a mainstream movie like that again because, like you were just saying, Hollywood probably just think the consumer doesn't want it. But you'll find that type of movie on Tubi, though.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Tubi got a lot of underground.
I might have to check out Tubi. I ain't really been on Tubi like that.
Yeah, Tubi got a lot of old stuff on there that you will see, you don't see no more. So, yeah.
For those watching on YouTube, comment your favorite Tubi movie, and I'm going to check it out. I might give a review.
Right. Like, movies like, ass, man.
Right.
Give him a crazy movie. Give him a crazy movie.
They changed actors midway through the movie.
That would be crazy, man.
We'll have your own video like that. But what is it? Last but not least, the Wayans family have been inducted into the NCAACP Image Awards Hall of Fame.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
Where? Oh,
okay.
Yeah, if you hadn't seen it, as a matter of fact, I think it's on BET right now. But why are they trying to play you, bro? We know what you said.
Yeah, they
take
NAACP. That's what he said. Uh-huh. Don't be trying to bang up on. Don't try to bang up on.
He took the pause, and I was like, "They play." My mind went to hooping.
In my mind, I was like,
"I went to hooping." I was like, "They play, bro." And then he said CP, and I was like.
Yeah,
what is
colored people? But yeah, it was good though. It was good to hear how they came, who they are, thanks to their brother, you know, Kenan Ivory. It was really dope. I wish he was there, man. I didn't know what, because I mean, you go online, you might get six different reasons why he won't there. But I wish he could have been there to, you know, tell his part. Sean wasn't there either, and I'm just like, nigga, I know ain't nothing wrong with you. At least I don't think, you know. But,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, NAACP Awards. Yeah, I had another in. I had an NC in there. Shout out us, but yeah, that's the right way. Because I was like, I don't think that's right. Is it?
I was like, huh?
But yeah, NAACP Image Awards. But yeah,
okay, I'm happy for
real.
People try to act like Marlon can't act. Marlon can act, bro.
Bring back Living Color, man. Dang, that's the shirt I was supposed to wear. That's the shirt I was supposed to wear. That's the one I'll wear it next time.
Speaking of Living Color, y'all think sitcoms are dead?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, there's no... There was one I had seen that was pretty good. I can't remember her name, but it's a heavier set lady.
Oh, Miss Pat.
Yeah.
I was about to say Tyler Perry stuff is like his stuff is good because the House of Pains.
Oh, it's still going.
Mm-hmm, they had brought it back.
Okay, I might.
I'll admit he did do well with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of them other ones.
There's another one that's pretty good that I enjoy, but it's still kind of corny. It's with Cedric the Entertainer.
Neighborhood.
Yeah. See, stuff like that is successful because I think white people watch it too.
Yeah.
I mean,
we just keep it for real. That's why they don't last, bro.
I'm not saying you
tell you what channel it's on. Yeah.
Exactly. If they're not watching it,
it's gonna go like
as black as Abbott Elementary is, white people like it. That's why it's still on its fifth, sixth, seventh season. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I love me some Abbott. If you want to make some money, you got to make it so that they can be a part in a way, in some kind of way. They got to want to buy it.
I mean, that's why Tubi is successful.
Yeah.
Tubi is ran by the people from Fox. Remember we talked about it?
That's why they asked us at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's just the reality of it, man. They the majority.
They'll also spend the money.
That's how I spend
the money. Yeah, they're spending the money. Exactly.
I watched it.
Yeah, we'd be like,
they can take the risk.
I'd be like, man, how I'm gonna get this?
They can take the risk.
If he got it, it's free. I'm gonna go over here.
Yeah.
He leads
people. That could be a whole episode about it.
Want to do the honors? You know, we getting going on coffee. You know what I mean? Luna Honors, you know, world's building best franchise. Really.
I know what he said. Franchise. Yeah.
Who want to start?
Hold on. First, are you gonna we're doing different categories for like cause you know you got the food, fast food type stuff too, food section, you got the media type stuff, you know, or like how yeah.
World,
we creating our own world. Like, what we doing? I ain't gonna lie.
Nah,
like,
we
like multiple like, games,
like yeah, games, Harry Potter.
Okay.
I'm automatically saying Monster Hunter.
Okay,
I don't even know the story behind Monster Hunter.
Yeah, me neither, but I know it's big.
I'm talking about how the game is set up. This is the how the world.
Oh yeah. Pause. By the way, because I said I know it's big. Pause.
I let you live. You like.
Hey, you know sometimes you gotta pop out and suck it. All right, but anyway.
Anyways, move.
Hey, delete that.
There's always a choice.
With Monster Hunter, how it's set up and stuff, like it's just different in a way. And it's like some of the creatures are like, oh wow, that's kind of something you would think about or something that's in your nightmare. But
yeah,
so that's something I wasn't even thinking about because I was thinking more so storyline. So like. That's a good aspect too though, because like how they actually like the literal world part of it, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
They do have a very like nice map, like, and then they got a lot of creativity, like you said, with the the monsters.
And I tell you, where I had even came up with this idea.
What's up?
You was done, right, Prince?
Yeah.
Okay, I ain't gonna cut y'all.
I was about to say my fault.
No, go ahead. Y'all good?
Oh yeah, we good. Oh,
okay. So I was having this conversation with some friends, and one of my friends had mentioned that he feels like wrestling is the greatest world building franchise ever, because he was talking about like you go all the way back to the 50s, even before that, but he was like the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, like they still building storylines off of stuff from when we was kids, you know, and now new generations is looking at it. But then my other friend was like, okay, yeah, that's true, but then you got places like franchises like Lord of the Rings where they created their own language.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So people will be talking to each other and in Lord of the Rings language, and you wouldn't even, if you don't know it, you would be like, man, these motherfuckers is crazy, you know. Yeah, so she was making a point about how big that world is, so it just had me thinking like, dang, so you got that, you got Harry Potter, you know, the Marvel Cinematic, you got DC. So I'm just like, in y'all's opinions, what would you classify as like the best, or we could just talk about how each one has this thing that makes them last or stand the test of time.
Right.
That's where I was coming from with it.
First off, I do want to say that I'm not a 50s child, just to go ahead and let the viewers know. Cause you see, he was like, they've been building since we were kids, and then you mentioned like how it dates back to like the 50s and before. So
oh well, I was talking about
50s kids, not that old for the podcast listeners. You know what I'm saying? Who ain't never seen us before?
Nah, that nigga was back there in the black and white. Oh.
that's a civil rights nigga.
Civil rights nigga.
You can't fool us.
That's Christian Luther King right there.
Oh, he was marching. He was marching.
I think I was doing next, but it's all right.
You say you would have had on a hood.
And that's not what I said.
Oh,
that's not what I said.
I thought you said he had on a hood.
I think there was a picture. I probably could pull it up with you in a hood, though.
What? I was in my daddy's like that.
So was your dad in the hood? My fault.
Yeah, it must have been because I wanted. I'm like, dad, you got some explaining to do.
I would say DC, maybe Marvel could be considered one of the better.
Not
world bending franchises.
They said not in the video game.
Well, I'm talking about the comics. talk about the comics.
Oh, okay.
As far as comics, I would say Marvel's better because they do kind of like, if you wanted to start in Marvel, like they comics date back. Like it's like, oh, I just want to start from the beginning. Like they don't have reboots like DC does. Mm-hmm. And for that, I would say DC is not a good world building because they have so many reboots, refreshes. Not saying that some of them aren't good, but it just kind of takes points away that they couldn't keep a consistent storyline. Like Marvel.
Character development is horrible.
It does confuse you, Rex.
Yeah.
But and then you think about
introducing way better too. You know, characters. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think Sonic too.
Sonic.
I don't want to skip nobody. Let's say I want to say Sonic too.
Sonic is good.
Sonic is a good
one. Literally, but I don't know how the storyline went. Can you
the storyline crazy?
Well, I was about to say it's probably too crazy.
Yeah,
that's a lot. Like,
it's really chaos was in the beginning and stuff like that. But they got different teams and stuff now. As they went, maybe a Reddit post online, but it's several other posts like this too, that they say Sonic is like side by side Dragon Ball Z.
No, yeah, it kind of is a little bit, yeah.
Oh, that's another one.
Oh yeah,
how we forget them?
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, I think it's almost a little bit.
Oh no, it does. If you go all the way to Dragon Ball, if you've seen Dragon Ball, yeah.
So, in my opinion. I've seen Dragon Ball, and I don't think it's one.
You
of
seen
best
all of it?
Yes, that's what I started off with. All right,
tell them why, Chris.
Like when I started watching anime in high school, so I think the first thing I probably watched. Yeah. I didn't.
Interesting.
It was like my sophomore year. That summer, your boy was inside. I probably lost.
You
like
was 27. Nah, I'm shut up.
First off, I'm the youngest guy here. Second off, I graduated on time. I got to make these caveats for the listeners. Geriatrics and
it's good.
Roast.
Oh, I got the cane. It's good.
Oh, who's that? Who's in geriatrics?
I accept it. Wait, am I older than you, Mike?
What?
Am I older than you?
No, let's not do this because
I accept it. I'm old.
Lord, these side quests over here.
My fault, Christian. I was just saying it was rare to hear that somebody, you know, because most people say they start when they was kids. And technically you was a kid, but you was, you know, older.
I was
kid.
Older, yeah. Mm-hmm. I get you. I think my first anime was like Shaman King. And then like it kind of goes from there. Or that might have been my first manga, but I eventually got to Dragon Ball and I watched it from the beginning, which I did enjoy it. I enjoyed Dragon Ball. But like as far as Z, I enjoyed that too, but just like thinking about like the best world building, it's just not the best to me. When it comes to it's got like a lot of planets in it, but there's no there's not a lot of substance to me.
Oh, it's Tyler Perry.
Because it's just like it's what? I didn't say that.
Mm-mm. He's on the road.
Somebody told me Tyler Perry was their favorite actor.
I have no idea what to tell you on that one right there.
You sure? Like you for real? I said, everybody out there, they're like, yeah, I want to meet him and like tell my story. And I was like, oh, okay.
Y'all dirty, bro.
They just got his nuts. Just
I got nothing.
Out, huh?
Yeah, I'm dirty.
What else have you seen? Because you make the best movies and stuff.
The best movies?
I don't know how to deal with that, bro. I don't have to deal with it.
They troll.
Is this a female? Or Mayo.
He be trolling.
He gotta be trolling.
Oh my god. I believe he was serious. I think he was serious.
That's crazy. I'm guessing they would say that Tyler Perry's got the best world business franchise then.
I mean, it's an argument, I guess.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Hell yeah.
That's true.
It's a billion-dollar franchise.
It is.
He's making it and successful at it.
I don't even.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I was saying.
Because that you had me laughing. Well, I was like, oh.
I don't even see that.
It might be slow.
All right. Oh, Dragon Ball.
Yeah, you were saying it. You was explaining.
Yeah. So like, when I think about, I mean, I guess for the time period it was, I guess some people would consider it a pretty great world building. But it just like, okay, it's just like, it's like something they have to keep elevating with, in a sense. Like, okay, we need to make it bigger. Okay, we need to make it bigger. Okay, we need to make it bigger. That's all they're doing, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep people interested. While like if you say like One Piece, add different aspects
like One Piece.
They got different themes to kind of go into their world building. So that's why I said like Dragon Ball, just because it's like been running so long, doesn't really make it like one of the best world building.
I respect it.
Franchise.
I can respect that. Opinion. Yeah.
And I feel like that same argument can be used for wrestling, and I think that's why she kind of ate him up a little bit. Because he was talking about longevity, but if you were a real wrestling fan, there was some periods where you just like, they should have took this shit off the air. Like, even as a fan, he was like, this is an abusive relationship at this point. Like, I'm just here just because, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm just showing up to say I love you.
Yeah, like literally.
Just
so
spitting in my face.
Really, like you shit on my floor with this right here.
That's crazy.
You know, so
I don't know. Y'all gotta get out of that toxic relationship because like,
well, it's better now.
Floor?
They went to rehab. They went to rehab and they got themselves together. Now.
Okay. Because I would have
got rid of. They trans some fat.
No relationship. You pooping on my floor.
They trans some fat. You know what I'm saying? They taking their medicine now.
I come home to poop on my floor. Yeah, you getting out.
You not living here no more.
No.
Yeah.
So that, I respect
not
that.
At all.
Y'all looking for a replacement.
You're I respect it. The take of just because he got longevity or because he has this big moments don't make it the best, you know.
Prince, you gotta let him live, bro.
Oh, he said he's taking him out.
That is wild.
He canceling Christmas.
He's killing the game.
Oh, bars.
Don DeMarco.
All right. You figure out which one I am. Now I'm playing.
He said she was a game and I played her.
Left me stranded, abandoned.
She treated me wrong and I fade her.
Foo, do you agree with Christian about Dragon Ball Z?
Somewhat. Not really. It's like I don't. I mean, I don't think it's the best. I mean, it's like, I know it's like got a good one, but it's not the best, of course.
What do you think is the best?
I don't think none of them.
Oh, you ain't ready.
I ain't got
a favorite. I don't have a favorite. I'm just like,
all right.
I don't have a favorite.
I guess.
I'm trying to think.
Go ahead.
What you say, Prince?
Oh, I was going to say, we was going TV show wise. Like, they like going like, oh, the show. Built their world, whatever, like that.
Okay, what you thinking?
Atlanta.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold you. Only thing that's holding, that's messing them up is longevity. But just building the world,
they had a nice top tier. Yeah.
How long has it been up?
I think it's over now, ain't it?
Yeah,
it's over. It had like four seasons.
Yeah, like 4 seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I enjoyed Atlanta, man.
It was really
good. I never forget when it was going overseas. It was like on that plane, and boy forgot to throw away the good. And he looked at his bag, and he looked up. me and my friends, the military, we use that meme all the time when he's looking straight face, and then he on the plane.
Paper.
Straight face.
I'd be upset.
He's like, how do you want me to get rid of a gold gun? I throw it in the river, it's gonna be glistening.
Paperboy.
Buddy had that phone the whole time. That just had me tight. Oh my goodness.
I ain't gonna lie. If I was Earn, I'd probably crash out a lot more than he did, because he had to deal with some BS.
Oh yeah.
They just better be glad he couldn't fight.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I would have. He would have been dropping niggas for real.
Or if he would have had the boldness to grab a gun.
Right. If he won't. If he was ready to risk it all, he probably would have more often.
Yeah.
But you need to Earn though. Yeah, level head. You need that level head. Right.
And then Paperboy got jumped that one time.
Mm-hmm.
That jump was crazy.
That was a scary ass episode when he was in the woods and the dude.
Oh
was
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm going to let you know right now. If you don't run, I'm a kid.
That's just crazy. Like, I ain't gonna lie. That's a crazy thing to say.
Yeah.
I was like, I would just need a friend there for mental support. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to go through that whole engagement by myself. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like that would have hurt. Like just
yeah, I would have died.
Me being by myself,
she would have died.
Yeah, would have said
I'm terrible with geography.
I'd have been kicking, but it would have been like, dang, like nobody gonna believe this story. I need somebody here to like validate this story.
Right, he was literally, it was just him.
Right.
I would have got lost. I would have died because I wouldn't know what. I was like, this is the same.
I'm not
fucking
running
truth.
In no particular direction when he says that.
Right.
I am just zigzagging and running.
I'm hitting routes. Like I'm a white girl.
Well, I don't know. The woods got roots, and there's a lot of stuff to trip on in the woods.
Oh, my gosh.
You can roll your ankle. You know how bad I would feel if I rolled my ankle? I'd start crying. I'd be like, I'm dead. He gonna find me.
He gonna find me. I'm
he gonna find me. But, yeah.
So what about go ahead. I don't want to take them off.
I was thinking.
Nah, throw them out there.
I was thinking. I'm trying to think of something.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Now that's a strong.
That's they've been around for a grip. So
they done stretched that from a board game to real life action,
to real life action,
video games to movies. They probably don't they got books too.
I think they do got some books.
I think they do.
And the toys is selling.
Well, just the role playing game on its own though has a whole big, you know.
Everybody like role playing. Everybody like role playing. Yeah.
In some way, shape, or fashion. Yeah. Unless you're just extra vanilla.
You need your that not that. No, I'm sorry. Not that.
I'm
one.
Chocolate.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
In the fix the pipes. Not that.
Hey, flush him out.
I know. Bruce like to be Mario.
He ain't no player two ass nigga. I tell you that.
Hey, that's the only time. That's only time you get the pipe to the hole.
But like, I don't know though. The stories he tell, like, it's kind of weird because you know he go from Mario and then he be Bowser sometime. He might switch to King Kong, go OG King Kong.
Come on now.
I don't know.
Like Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong on that pussy.
I bet Donkey Kong.
Why was they wrong one, my boy?
Would Pirates of the Caribbean have?
Hell yeah!
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
They about to fuck it up though.
They bring it back.
They about to reboot it apparently.
Really? I saw a video. They said, "Why are
the?" Oh god, which one was it?
Cancer.
No. I'm trying to think of which one they were trying to do. I forgot.
Johnny Depp's. Oh no, not Johnny Depp. Sorry, what's name sign?
Oh, you talking about Orlando Bloom's son?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
They got him in it.
Oh, they got
so him. So is it a continuation or like a complete start over?
Because I watched the last one where it's like the curse of something.
Nah, you said it.
Okay.
What was it? Curse of the something treasure, I think.
Was
it gold treasure or something like that? Or
something.
I do know how something to be a curse.
Blackbeard in there. Blackbeard was in there, I think. Then they had something else. That Hispanic actor. He's great though. Hold up. You better leave looking it up.
Oh no, not that. It's not the curse.
I think it's the curse of the because
it was Javier. Javier was in it.
see. Oh, no. It's Dead Man Tell No Tales.
Yeah, that's the
one. Oh, that's what it was called. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking that's it was Chris or something like that. I don't know why I was thinking that.
I saw a video of this guy was like,
yeah, the first movie was Curse of the Black Pearl. That was the first movie.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay, all right.
But so yeah, they were a bit crazy, especially with like Davy Jones and all that, and like how, you know, Davy his dad Jones and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the way the Navy, you know, all that stuff, just, it was good.
Yeah. That jumped fire, bro. I remember the games, bro. See, that's the toys and stuff was selling for that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
You know, this one when they had the games in Walmart, you up there? They had
a controller.
Playing. Yeah, man. I was like, nice at the sword fighting junk,
bruh.
Damn, that was a good time. Okay. Yeah, it is. It's definitely good times. I'm thinking Final Fantasy at this point.
Hey, yeah, that's a good candidate too.
Yeah, I'm thinking Final Fantasy right now.
I ain't never played them like that.
I don't know.
I'm sure that they have.
Pretty much just about majority of them are good. Favorite one is still Final Fantasy X. That's still my favorite one to this day.
Six.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 6 was also a good one though, but 5 vs 10 was definitely my favorite. I actually played hours on that game. Besides that, in 8, so
yeah.
Between 8, 9, and 10, those are like, it's like right there next to each other, so they're all grouped right there.
Michael, I said most people say 6 through 10 is like
6 through 10 were actually like the best throughout the series, according to the trend or the popularity vote. I don't understand why some did not quite like Final Fantasy 13. I'm not quite too sure why. There's so many, like, they're saying it's so underrated, but to me, it was a little bit different.
It's one with Lightning.
To say the least. Yeah, with Lightning. Yeah, I was about to say, man, she's badass, though. Like,
she got a badass.
I'm about to say, yeah, like, she's like, she's pretty good.
Yes.
So I'm just like, that's why I was like, confused. I was like, dang, they're not really giving this one kind of like a chance. It's almost as if like, when like 13-2 had came out. So,
yeah,
I'm not sure why they give it such an underrated, kind of like, I guess, bad taste for it though. But I mean,
is 13 the latest release?
Hmm?
Is 13 the latatest release?
No, it's not, though. That would be
16. Oh, they on 16.
Yeah, 16's latest release.
Yeah, and they with the iPhone.
That game's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did we ever talk about Harry Potter or Star Wars? We mentioned them, but
you mentioned Harry Potter just to say Star Wars.
We just talking about the movies, or we just talking about in general?
All of it.
Pick what you want.
The show is cooking right now. The Star Wars show is really cooking right now. All the way down to the animation.
The animation. I was going to say
the game is just weird to me because just like how they put Finn in the background. It's like with the games, there is weird. It's like, I'm just saying, they can't have like a black character like be the leader of the game or something, or like I think the latest one they sort of, you can customize a character and make them black, or even there's like a female pilot that's black, but that's just always weird to me because I'm like, Mace Windu was literally like, come on, bro, he was right.
They don't want to change up things. They trying to, I guess they feel like they trying to sell to a certain demographic, I guess. I don't know.
We answer the fantasy stuff, but anyway, the toys been selling for Star Wars since the dawn of time.
They probably got the record.
Like, shoot. I remember that this stuff was in the cereal boxes. But yeah, the shows is carrying Star Wars right now. Like, even more than usual. Mm-hmm. The main one I gotta watch now is that Skeleton Key one, but other than that, other shows fire.
I would say that the shows be getting more
get more attention than the actual original movies themselves, actually.
Right.
And all honesty. Yeah.
That writing, man, the writing really, like, and this is some of them is sort of, they are original stories in a way, especially mm-hmm. Mandalorian.
Yeah, like, Mandalorian was huge. Definitely.
And like the Book of Boba Fett is good too. Like, y'all, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. And I know some stuff. Like, well, one of the shows that got canceled was leading by a black person, a black woman, I think. I don't remember the name of it, but that even that one didn't last for one season.
Acolyte.
Yeah, Acolyte. And I was like, yeah. Well, damn.
It was good.
That's
it
what
was
I heard. Good.
Bruh, it was good.
I heard people didn't like fire. That. They did not like that.
The villain was so fire, they were like, bro, we need to put him in the MCU for a role or something.
I got another world building joint too. We all done.
But yeah. From what I heard though, the books go even crazier. They go into more detail and everything like that. Yeah.
Kind of like Harry Potter.
I ain't gonna hold you. I used to read them.
I ain't do none of that. But the movies hit.
But yeah, we move on to Harry Potter.
Shoot, I had a different.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
I mean,
one of my favorites is Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting on that one.
Talk about it.
Cooking.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
Plus, they coming out with that new show.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Twin Airbenders.
Yeah, they're coming out with a new one.
Huh? Yeah. I was spamming the Facebook group.
Really. I ain't read the thing.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like Twin Earthbenders. They're going to be like avatars or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. It's gonna be on Netflix.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I hope they don't create their own platform. I hope they just pick one of the 17 that's already out.
That's a really great one. You stupid as hell. Yeah. It's true though. Yeah, it's gonna be on Tubi. Nah, but that's good for Last Airbender. That's another one where it's like it's kind of got its own language. Like you just gotta be involved to know how deep it really is.
Four tribes elements and all that.
Naruto.
Naruto.
They always
be a good one.
Whenever I think about it, I think about them the same way because of the tribes and stuff.
Yeah.
And the character arc and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely a good choice.
Pokemon,
it can't go without the Kanto region, the Johto region, the Yuna region,
Yeah, Pokemon got crazy world.
So many,
we've been watching Ash trying to win for 40 years. And niggas are still like, but he gonna do it though.
Finally, at some point, as a kid.
He finally did it, bro.
I stopped and I was like, nah, hurry, he finally did it. Y'all crazy. Everybody was hyped about it.
Martin probably got to play before he finally did it, though.
Yeah.
Right. After how long?
I'm like, damn, Ash, I done had a baby myself. And you still a baby. All right.
I get that part. I'm like, dang, he's still a child. I was
like, how many times they changed the hat?
Right.
That's crazy.
13. Yeah. I'm like, that's what I was like, living in that little fancy world.
And I feel like world building, when you can branch off into other stuff, like going back to Harry Potter, how they was able to go and do what was that shit that had Johnny Depp was in that too. I think it was like I forgot the name of it. But it was because of Harry Potter that they was able to branch off to that. And then, of course, you know, with their video games, who I feel like they are taking...
I was waiting on that. Somebody said
the Hogwarts and stuff.
Kingdom Hearts for the longest. I was waiting to say Kingdom Hearts.
Definitely Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts got crazy.
Yeah. Definitely Kingdom Hearts. You're talking crazy, bro. You're talking about like Wonderland, Neverland.
Yeah. Wonderland.
Got Monstro, you got the castle. I about to say, got Castle Oblivion, then you got Castle Bastion. All them, I about to say, they're like, there's so many worlds out there right now that they made just for each of the franchises of their movies that they created. Like, that's like that takes a little bit of talent just to come up with the storyline just for all the, you know, just for all the worlds and everything. Because in Kingdom Hearts 2, you had to visit the worlds two times.
Yeah.
Right.
That was annoying for me.
Yeah.
It was cool, but I was like, I gotta come back.
You gotta go back and you gotta cut by there's like another entity moment or something like that had happened or something of that nature. And I'm just like, oh, okay, we gotta go like, right back again to close it or whatever the case may be.
I'm tired.
I'm like,
how am I going back? I barely made it out.
But yeah, but Kingdom Hearts definitely would be. You know, I think I may make a theme out of that, just cause.
Especially with all the games. I mean,
yeah, there's just so many themes for it though, and I think I'll mess with that.
Yeah, I gotta go back to Harry Potter because, like, you know what I'm saying, House Gryffindor.
Come on, you know, come on, Big Griff, not a little one.
Ravenclaw, bro.
Oh,
that's crazy though. Like when I take it, when I keep taking tests, or even when I download the mobile game, I had got Ravenclaw. But anyway,
I'm screaming. Yeah. I would have threw the game away.
I don't understand, but it, I mean, that's bad. I'd rather be that than Hufflepuff because you know they die in the movies. I'm sorry.
or Slytherin.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I definitely
don't want
to be shit.
Right.
That's
snake. I want to be Hufflepuff. Or
like the whole okay, because I gotta break this down. Because
go ahead, break it down.
Low key, Harry Potter, they were playing basketball in the sky. And stay with me now. Listen, hold
up. They was hooping.
They got the ball. But like when the basketball started, they had the basket, you know, but they got the broomstick. You know?
They were hooping.
So are you the type of person to say water polo is just like swimming soccer?
Exactly.
I don't watch water polo, so
that's exactly what that is.
I wouldn't know that either too.
Really, handball in the pool, honestly though.
So y'all uncultured. That's what it is.
Yeah, handball in the pool. I watch the Olympics, but I didn't know what the fuck I was looking at.
They don't got no horse in that water. They don't got no damn horse in that water. I'm talking about water polo. What they riding on in there?
Ain't no damn that's horse.
I hope they ain't riding on nothing in there.
That's handball in the water.
They floating on John Cena.
Exactly. But yeah, man, not Harry Potter, like they really did that.
She did her thug dizzle. I don't know who else helped her wrote it, but
different magic skills and all that, the monsters and everything, like.
Mm-hmm.
The mentors and all that, bro.
Genius, bro.
In the history, like it really like it's a lot of character development too, honestly. He was a bitch. And it's just like, and I mean as in like they was a character that was soft, like they didn't stand up for themselves. You know, now you gotta break that down. Somebody be like, whoa, what is he?
I know what you're talking about.
So now they're more strong-willed characters. Yeah.
And Voldemort is probably the greatest villain of all time. Just put it.
Yeah, like he like, and then
niggas can't even say his name, bro.
Exactly. Like what? Yeah. Like he Steeman or something.
Keep my name out your motherfucking mouth.
And the crazy part, he do appear out of nowhere though. You say his name.
he was ready, bro, and he got cold as hell. I was just like, yeah, this nigga bad.
I'll slap somebody they play with his name.
I'm screaming.
I'll say it right now. Keep talking to you. I'll say it right now. Like, vote pal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was saying Volkswagen.
They're coming out with the black hoodies, bro.
They were throwing hands, though. They were throwing hands. Like, is there not a black Harry Potter out there video? Like, you know how they be doing hood avatar?
I'm sure it is.
Like, they were throwing hands, really. But just had wands. They just had wands.
They had wands. Petroleum.
Some shorts, but I don't think they got like a full-on thing like hood avatar.
Oh, I would love to have a broom. I'm not going to lie.
Because I know Peter Hill did Nick. Parody on that show.
Yeah, fucking crazy on that motherfucker. Like, hold on, don't fall, bitch.
I'm dead.
Hey, freaking.
Another book, franchise that did really well. They didn't do too good in the movies, but on the Percy Jackson series, because you know they started off with the Percy Jackson series, and then it led to the Heroes of Olympus, and then they had like the Kane Chronicles, which is like an Egyptian joint, mm-hmm. and they even mentioned each other in the books, and there's like some other books where you can get more information. I think I don't know. They just started making, but it's probably been a minute now. But he made like a Norse mythology series. Now I'm not sure if it's directly correlated with the other two, but
yeah.
So that's all in the same world, I believe. So it's a pretty big world building franchise too. Rick know what he's doing with that.
Yeah, he even took him. A kid from I used to wear his uniform. He used to tell me about it. He's like, because I put him onto the movies. He said, "Nah, the books, Mr. Prince, the books. Now the books."
Yep, my books went crazy.
Yeah, man, because the movies, you know, they always cut content, bro. You only could put so much.
Unfortunately, you know, that's why Harry Potter was so successful, because it was not a lot that wasn't from the book.
Yeah,
all right.
They might have kept a couple things out, but overall, it was like reading the book on screen.
Yeah,
and that might have been why some people started adapting more of the book into the movies and the series now, because I know now like they're starting to like stick to the source material a little bit better than back in the day. Back in the day, I feel like they read the summary. They got like some spark notes, and then they just made a movie.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let's run it.
Right. What about chapter 5 through 12?
Did this, and this. Like, it doesn't seem important.
I know what I'm doing.
Like,
who's the award winning director? Who's the award winning writer? Who has
How many golden men do you have? How many golden men do you have? Tell me now. You have none?
We all know what's wrong. Somebody
send his ass home.
We know what you did for them Golden Globes. You was on some Golden Globes.
And you know that one fan is going to point it out. And like, this wasn't in the books. Like,
this wasn't in the book.
You're going to find them, bro.
Yeah, I would be that one, depending on how much I love the book.
I ain't going to lie. I would, too.
I signed his book. Take it from him if I signed it.
This didn't happen.
We come out here with that dumb shit. They always do this every year. Mm. But yeah.
Mm. I ain't walking with you.
I'm weak. And back to Christian, I would say just Greek mythology in general. Like, because you talk to a certain person, like, they'll tell you that shit really happened. You know,
right,
that's how big of a world that was, with Zeus and Hades,
Hercules.
What's it? Hercules.
Yeah.
Ares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Achilles and all that. Like, it was huge.
Legit.
Even all the Isis.
The Isis, you know.
Yes.
So yeah, Greek mythology is huge. I enjoy reading it.
Bruh, I did too. At one point, I was all on it. Yeah,
I got two more. I got two more, but I want to say this first one before I say this last one. Before, if anybody else got one, but this one, I just got introduced to this. You know, it's a show, but it's like apparently it's like based off of some campaign from Dungeons and Dragons. It's called Vox: The Legends of Vox Machina on Prime Video. Excellent. One episode.
I think I saw that on yesterday. I was watching Harlem, and I think I saw that
advertisement. You watch Harlem? Oh, we put you on there. We did put you on, right?
I've been watching Harlem.
Okay, we didn't put him
on. Yeah, I just was off. I hadn't got on it in a while, but I finished it yesterday.
Yeah,
I know, over. Right? That shit
was like, this seems like the beginning. Like, I feel like it go on.
It definitely could have got
y'all got me invested.
Yeah, they look
I'm ready to see the kid. I'm trying to see how they interact with the kid. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They could
have
see
what
more.
Old girl do with her.
I guess they're gonna have more roles coming out. That's why they can't do.
Yeah, I hope they branch out and do something with it. Yeah, because I definitely want to keep looking at her.
And now, I wanted Shotty to find love. You know what I'm saying?
Lips.
She just got. Was she gonna stay with the baseball player or not? You know what I'm saying? Like,
she told his ass this ain't gonna work.
All right,
yeah.
She might run back.
She just left dude for her role.
And then,
she said, "Fuck it, I'm about to go work with Idris."
he started acting like a bitch too.
Yeah, he did. His old civil rights looking ass.
Wasn't that the dude on Atlanta that was in jail? He was like a crackhead.
Yeah, I think that is. He was. I ain't no faggot shit, man.
No, absolutely not.
I fucking can't with y'all. I can't. That's the funniest shit. We gotta talk about that.
No. Earth was like, I didn't say nothing, man.
I'm just here, bro.
Listen.
I'm just here. My last one is
This webtoon called Ordeal, and it's oh my gosh.
Yes.
Ordeal. The whole bang, the whole enchilada. Sell your house, sell your car, invest.
Invest it, bro. In
that webtoon, you know. Don't sell your house or sell your car, though. But
please don't
invest in that. Don't come up in here and talk about, oh, he told me to do that. You're dumb if you did that.
That part.
Not in this economy right now. You selling that? Oh man.
Oh yeah, something wrong with you.
Got an extra one somewhere, but Ordeal is
right.
Ordeal is really
ready to go sell some eggs.
Shit,
apparently they you selling that? They out there, you making some bank.
chicken eggs.
Them sperm donors is making. He ain't talking about selling no damn chicken eggs.
Yeah, I'm talking about chicken eggs.
But I guess
whichever egg is gonna get you, whichever one gonna get you the money. I mean, put it out there, you know.
Anyway.
Moving on.
The embryo. You gotta get the embryo.
Anyway.
Freeze them hoes.
Anyway. The Ordeal is amazing. Based off in Trinidad.
Where you watch that at?
It's on Webtoon. You gotta get the app.
Oh, okay. It's amazing. So yeah, that's why you say you gotta pay for it.
No, it's free.
No. It's free. It'll you can pay for, like, if you want to get like the
free pass.
Access.
The extra episodes, but they just come out later.
Okay. That reminds me, Game of Thrones is another one, but I feel like they kind of messed up because they didn't follow the book after a while because it was like taking too long.
Yeah, so that's what they did.
They kind of just like, shit, we got to do what we got to do, man. We make too much money.
Same with Walking Dead, from what I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
And they got like 5-6 different spinoffs now.
Yeah, right. Didn't they just drop a new spinoff?
Yeah, what is it? Michonne and Curtis. They got a show together now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you said Walking Dead?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Walking Dead, that's good God almighty.
It's like it was popular, then it hit a certain point where they just dropped.
They didn't stop making them. Yeah, because Carl got his, not Carl, Daryl got his own shit where he looked like he in the 1700s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As long as he ain't acting like it.
What are they doing?
No, he's still a brother.
Alright.
He's still a brother.
And then, one more thing, because it's a comic
book. He ain't acting like
it's a comic book, but they're going to be making it into a show. It's called Trill League, but it's like Black Justice League with like parody. But
are they still making it into a show?
Yeah, they still are.
They still making books?
Yeah, he got like two books out. Like, it's
what I remember. I read the first one. I didn't read the second one yet.
Yeah, he liked that. That dude's like that.
I forgot all about him.
But yeah, definitely check out Trill League. It's they got a so it's like if Boondocks made a comic, but they had powers in there. Because there's a character based off Michael Jackson. There's a character based off Prince. Like, there's a Green Lantern character. There's a Superman character. Just check it out.
It's hilarious.
It really did that. It's a Shazam character. It's a big boy. you gotta see it. It's, and there's a dude that actually draws comics for I think he drawn for both, honestly. He draws for Marvel and DC. Like, he is a black dude.
He's
Shoot. And the True League show posted, he partnered with 50 Cent. So 50 Cent about to get paid, about to get another successful show.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hope they do well.
But yeah, that's it. That's all I got for that.
Okay.
And I just throw Power, the Power Universe.
Yeah.
That's a huge one.
Absolutely.
They got like 15 shows.
Yeah, them spinoffs is good too. Lee. Heavily invested. And he got the whole backstory. He's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay, that character's successful. All right, now I'm about to show you how they was when they grew up.
Yep.
Basically, genius. That's what I gotta do.
Like, that's what I'm saying. We need to run into 50 Cent, okay?
Just don't piss him off.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe in the next little while, there might be a new world villain joint to come out. Who knows?
I'm just saying.
Still in development. Still in development, man.
Little quid pro quo, you know what I mean?
I can't talk about too much because nobody stealing.
Doing a little work. We putting in a little work.
You know, just remember,
we build.
You gotta pop out and show niggas. But anyway,
that's right. Well, Josh don't do that. He pop out and suck news.
Hey, I say it sometimes. I won't talk about me. I won't talk about me per se.
I'm glad you kept talking because I was about to say, hey, I say it sometimes.
I won't talk about me per se.
Oh, my God. No.
Sometimes niggas got to pop out. You know, I ain't talking about me per se.
Any last remarks?
Me personally, wrestling is the greatest world bit of all time. And
I'm surprised nobody mentioned about Power Rangers.
Oh, we tripping.
Man, we forgot about Power Rangers.
We tripping. Yeah, those worlds are connected, like, though.
Yeah, Power Rangers. All the worlds ain't connected.
They stopped passing the torch stuff. So that
After like the
after space? It was after space they stopped.
Right? Lost Galaxy.
Lost Galaxy. Yeah.
Okay, because the one that Tommy came back, that was kind of like back to where it was.
Kind of. But
it was like 7 seasons afterwards, though. A whole nother character?
Well, technically, for a little while, they had like an episode within each other.
Yeah,
they don't explain. I don't think they do a good job of explaining.
He was doing team ups. He was doing team ups.
Yeah, team ups.
So it was almost like alternate universe type shit.
Basically.
Yeah. Well, hey, I like that. I like Power Rangers. They can't do no wrong in my book.
I got you. Really?
I'm biased.
Some of them is ass. Some new ones.
Yeah.
Ass.
I'm biased.
I felt like they would always been better as a cartoon, though.
Like Megaforce?
It was decent.
I did not like Megaforce.
Nah.
I'm biased though. I can't look at it no other way.
She was a character. She was like,
if I say bad about one, I say bad about the other. I can't do it, bro.
Nah, I can't.
That's not the case. Some of them was really trash. Damn. But I was saying, like, I always felt like they should be better. They would have been better as a cartoon, though, in my opinion.
The whole time?
Yeah. If they would have started off as a cartoon, I guarantee everybody would still been watching. I guarantee. Especially if they were to develop like their graphics, kind of like an anime does over time.
We would have never got John David. We would have never got Tommy.
We still got Tommy. It just would have been. I'm not saying. I'm not trying to put him out the job. He just would have been a voice actor.
Just a voice actor. All
right. So like now, let's say we catch up. Right. They still making Power Rangers.
I would say now.
The choreography would have been clean.
I would do it now, but like the whole time. Nah, we needed to see Jason and them kicking
I'm in the middle.
It's like we didn't need to. You want to know what you're doing.
Because the live action do got charm to it. It got kind of charm. But I know animation, you could do more. So it's just, it's like a, you know,
it's kind of. I feel like they could do that now.
Like pulling weapons like out your behind, you know what I'm saying? Out of nowhere, out of thin air.
RPM was good. I'm saying?
They could have made it look better in
what you pulling out your was good. Well,
we're here to hear, folks. You know what he do.
How about you go pop off?
That's what they do.
Hold on. Shout stuff out.
Transformers is another
recent.
That's true. That's a good one.
That's very true. Very true.
Other than the fact that, you know, they trying to combine with G.I. Joe, I don't like it.
It's coming. It's coming. That's like another one, too. G.I. Joe is another one.
I don't like it. I don't know what they was thinking.
They got to do it.
Transformers movie, but hey.
Gargles. I keep saying it wrong. I keep saying it wrong. Something fucking wrong with me. Gargles. There we go.
Check us out on...
It's my tongue, man. I use it too much.
Blurred and Beyond. You will find us. Check out our group page on Facebook, the Black Space Rangers.
Yeah.
Where we give you all things entertainment. When we find out stuff, you find out. And I promise you, you know, the people we got over it, you know, they find out stuff before everybody else. So, you know, you're going to be in that premiere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Group, that first group to say, hey, you know, I knew about this from the grip. Like, they was thinking about writing it, and I knew. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Check out our gaming page, Space Gaming.
Before you continue with the gaming, that shirt coming for that lucky 1,000 member. Just be on the lookout.
Uh-huh. All right. Yes, sir. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the rest of y'all that joined later, I'm sorry. You're probably going to have to wait till, like, 5,000.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah.
But Space Ranger Game.
Space Ranger Game, check us out. We have a lot of fun up there. Please don't take us too serious. Like, comment, and subscribe.
And thanks for the new subscriptions too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We appreciate y'all showing out.
Y'all coming through.
Showing out.
Y'all coming through.
That's it. Come on, somebody. But yeah, we love it. We're gonna keep going, you know. Just get together. Yeah, hopefully we make like a few more a bunch of more content to post. That's funny. Always remember,
go beyond.